As we said earlier, the Pope will tomorrow begin his visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories. During this pilgrimage, the Pope will visit several holy sites, which are governed by the Catholic, Orthodox, and other Christian churches. The complex relationship which exists in these churches has not always been friendly. And in the 19th century, the Ottoman Empire established what is known as the status quo, which has governed these holy sites under the rules of successive regimes. To find out more and to find out how this status quo affects the Pope's visit, we spoke to Franciscan Father Athanasius Mokora.
The problem with the status quo is that it's not a written code which is shared. It's not an agreement between the communities. Rather, it's a kind of a ceasefire that was imposed on the churches in 1852 by the Ottoman authorities. So each community has to stay in its place, and the problem is that sometimes there's something that's vague. When a community, for instance, tries to do something new and it doesn't have the right to do it, then there are problems. So the status quo is inherently difficult to interpret. It's not clear and concise, and that's where all the problems lie. As such, the Holy Father or a cardinal or sometimes visiting dignitaries, like a head of state, have the right to make a solemn entry. And so for the Holy Father, we have organized a solemn entry into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And this has a format which is accepted by the communities. However, I have had to ask for some permissions from the Greeks and the Armenians to use a loudspeaker system, because the use of loudspeakers is forbidden by the status quo in the Holy Sepulchre. And so I've had to ask for it, and they've granted it. So they've been actually very cooperative, and everything is going well.